Unbeknownst to Gondor, this move coincided with the flattening of the world. He suddenly discovered that he not only could do new things, but he had to do new things he had never imagined before. He first felt the world going flat in 2003, when Airborne got bought out by DHL. Airborne announced that as of January 1, 2004, its tracking and tracing system would no longer be available to its former alliance partners. See you later. Good luck on your own. The minute Airborne announced that it was being bought and dissolving the alliance, said Gondor, I called a meeting in London of all the major partners in the group, and the first thing we did was found a new alliance. But Gondor also came with a proposal. I told them that Aramex was developing the software in Jordan to replace the Airborne tracking and tracing system, and I promised everyone there that our system would be up and running before Airborne switched theirs off. Gondor, in effect, told them that the mouse would replace the elephant. Not only would his relatively small company provide the same backroom support out of Amman that Airborne had provided out of Seattle with its big mainframe, but he would also find more global partners to fill in the holes in the alliance left by Airborne's departure. When January 2004 rolled around and Airborne began switching off its system, Aramex was up and running for a seamless handoff. And because Aramex was able to run its new system off an internet platform with software designed primarily by lower-cost Jordanian programmers, installation of the new system took place virtually, without Aramex having to send its engineers to train any of the alliance partners. Each partner company could build its own client base over the internet through the Aramex system, do its own tracking and tracing, and be part of the new virtual global air freight network. Like UPS, Aramex has quickly moved into insourcing. Arab and foreign banks in the Middle East have outsourced the delivery of their credit cards to Aramex. Mobile phone companies are using Aramex delivery men to collect bills on their behalf, with the delivery men just scanning the customer's credit card and then issuing a receipt. We are a very flat organization, Gondor explained. This is not traditional, because Arab institutions in the private sector tend to look like the governments, very hierarchical and patriarchal. That is not how Aramex works. There are no more than 2 to 3 layers between me and anyone in the company. Every single knowledge worker in this organization has a computer with email and internet access. Right here from your computer, I can access my intranet and see exactly what is happening in the organization without my senior people having to report to me. I was big locally and small internationally, and I reversed that. Rule number 3. And the big shall act small. One way that big companies learn to flourish in the flat world is by learning how to act really small by enabling their customers to act really big. Howard Schultz, the founder and chairman of Starbucks, says that Starbucks estimates that it is possible to make 19,000 variations of coffee on the basis of the menus posted at any Starbucks outlet. What Starbucks did, in other words, was make its customers its drink designers and allow them to customize their drinks to their exact specifications. The smartest big companies clearly understand that the triple convergence allows them to collaborate with their customers in a totally new fashion, and by doing so, to act really small. These companies create a platform that allows individual customers to serve themselves in their own way, at their own pace, in their own time, according to their own tastes. They are actually making their customers their employees and having them pay the company for that pleasure at the same time. One of those big companies that have learned to act small in this way is E-Trade, the online bank and brokerage house. It did so, explained Mitchell H. Kaplan, the CEO of E-Trade, as well as a friend and neighbor, by recognizing that behind all the hoopla around the dot-com boom and bust, something very important was happening. Some people thought the internet was going to revolutionize everything in the world with no limits. It was going to cure the common cold, said Kaplan. Sure, it was hype, and it led to crazy valuations and expectations, which eventually came crashing down. But meanwhile, with much less fanfare, the internet was creating a whole new distribution platform for companies to reach consumers in a whole new way, and for consumers to reach your company in a whole new way, Kaplan said. Historically, financial services was dominated by large banks, large brokerage houses, and large insurance companies that told you what you were getting, how you were getting it, when and where you were getting it, and the price you had to pay for it. Customers reacted to these big companies with emotions ranging from apathy to distaste. But if I didn't like the way my bank was treating me, I didn't have any real choice. Then the world was flattened and the internet came along. Consumers started to feel that they could have more control, and the more they adapted their buying habits to the internet, the more companies, from booksellers to financial services, had to adapt and offer them the tools to be in control. Where once the financial service companies acted big, now they strove to act small and to enable the consumer to act big. Companies who prosper today, argued Kaplan, are the ones who understand the self-directed consumer. For E-Trade, that meant thinking of the company not as a collection of individual financial services, a bank, a brokerage, and a lending business, but as an integrated financial experience that could serve the most self-directed financial consumers. The self-directed consumer wanted one-stop financial shopping, said Kaplan. When they came to our site, they wanted everything integrated, with them in control. Only recently, though, did we have the technology to really integrate all our three businesses, banking, lending, and brokerage, and pull them together in a way that didn't just deliver the price, not just the service, but the total experience they wanted. If you came to the E-Trade site just 3 or 4 years ago, you would see your brokerage account on one screen page and your lending on another. Today, said Kaplan, on one page you can now see exactly where you stand in terms of your brokerage in real time, including your buying power, and you see your bank account and the scheduled payments for your loans, what is pending, what is the balance on your home mortgage, and what is your line of credit, and you have the ability to move seamlessly between all three to maximize the benefit of your cash. Mitchell Kaplan survived by taking a big company and making it act very small so that his customers could act very big.